Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Notre Dame fans, whenever you are listening to today's show or watching this video. Appreciate you making us part of your day. Yeah, whether you're watching live, watching back, listening to the podcast. Yeah, thank you. We got a lot to talk about in today's show. We got Pot of Gold. We have the huge visitor weekend. So we're talking 2026 Notre Dame recruiting. We're talking 2025 Notre Dame recruiting. And we'll be reading the live chats throughout the show. Lotus says, what's up? Devi says, Kyle's looking fresh. Kyle does look fresh. Got the clean shave. Maybe I'll have to try that sometime soon. We got Twan's in the chat. What's up, bro? Good to see you. Yeah, Kyle, everything good, man? Busy, very busy week for us. At the beginning of the week, you have Pot of Gold, ending the week with, you know, probably top 10 most important recruiting weekend of the year for Notre Dame, probably more like top 6-7, probably around there. But yeah, everything going well on your end, man?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I think this might be the most important recruiting visitor weekend so far, but then I was thinking about January 20th Junior Day, which sparked a bunch of 2024 class commitments. Maybe this weekend's host of visitors, which I know we'll talk about later in the show, could spark another spree of Notre Dame pledges. But if this week wasn't busy enough, I decided to throw in a trip to Cleveland and see a recruit that visited Notre Dame on Wednesday. So I added that to my plate. And I know you and I have both been writing a lot, and now we get to talk about everything here on our little YouTube show. But yeah, I can definitely feel the busyness of this week. It's like, in recruiting, it goes from 0 to 100 from that February dead period now into the March period with all these kids visiting campus.
Yeah, you say that, but then think about February. We had a few commits. February was so much of confirming official visits and spring visits. So, like, my friends and family who don't understand my line of work, like, they don't really grasp that there is no slow month. I used to tell people February and July, but dude, this February was pretty busy, and then July, you know, is fairly slow, but you still get those commitments in July from players who who took official visits in June. So, I guess let's just start off with Pot of Gold. So I believe your account. So let me preface first, if you guys aren't not knowledgeable on what Pot of Gold Day is. So Notre Dame has this built-in holiday of St. Patrick's Day. By the way, folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. If you're listening via podcast, leave us a nice review. We'd really appreciate that. So Notre Dame has a built-in holiday, St. Patrick's Day. I don't believe Brian Kelly's staff really did much before Freeman got there. I think maybe like 2014, they sent out some mail on St. Patrick's Day, like that was theirs, and I think they even called it Pot of Gold Day, but they brought it back when Freeman got here. I think that, you know, when like Chad Bowden joined the staff, I think he pushed that, like, hey, this is something we should do, and say they offered maybe like 30 or 40 guys for the first pot of gold in 2021, which would have been for the 2023 class. And then it's just erupted ever since. And Kyle will give you guys kind of the numbers of how many guys they offered, but yeah, it's essentially their way to kick off the current sophomore recruiting class. So the guys who are sophomores in high school, a way to say, we're officially recruiting all you guys. So they offer a ton. And then some of the guys they had offered before, they'll get in contact with those guys as well. So it's a big day. Notre Dame always wins Pot of Gold Day. They got a commitment from Jerome Bettis Jr., the son of course, the bus. So he got his offer on Pot of Gold Day last year, and then a year later committing to the Fighting Irish. So always a good day. Sunday started with Deuce Knight tweeting out a graphic. Then you got the coaches tweeting out stuff throughout the day. So that was a pretty cool day. But yeah, Kyle, over 80 new offers. And that's not including, some of the quarterbacks that they've already offered and receivers that they got back in contact with. I think going into the day is like 24, 27 offers, something like that, that they already extended in the 2026 class, then ending the day with well over 100.
Yeah, so just a couple of number breakdowns from Pot of Gold Day. I believe I'm almost certain these numbers are right, but going into Pot of Gold Day, 24 recruits reported Notre Dame offers previously over the last year or two, dating back all the way until June of 2022 is when Notre Dame offered a couple of 2026 recruits. On Pot of Gold Day, I had the number at 86 new scholarship offers reported. So that does not count the recruits that Notre Dame previously offered. Might be 87, but somewhere in that 86, 87 range. And a number of those previous 24 offers, Notre Dame is, continuing to recruit. A lot of those guys, recognized Notre Dame on Pot of Gold Day. Some call it a reoffer. Notre Dame's recruiting board in the 26 class is well over 100 guys now. And the exciting thing for Notre Dame fans, and I know it's an exciting thing for the Notre Dame staff, is a lot of these guys are going to end up on spring visits. So that's a huge development for Notre Dame. But, yeah, another super successful day for the recruiting coaching staff. It's just incredible because this thing gets bigger and bigger every year. You mentioned the way it first started out where there was like 30 or 40 guys. The last 2 years I counted 64 new Notre Dame offers each. And this year that number almost hit that 100 mark. We were expecting it to hit that 100 mark. I know there's a couple of offers that have trickled out over the days after St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, 86 new ones on Sunday, just absolutely massive.
Yeah, and then one of the new offers was to Dylan Faison from South Florida. Of course, the younger brother of Jordan Faison. So he learned about the news on Saturday, officially announced it Sunday, and then talked things over with the family, commits the next day, and posted on Twitter. So, yeah, this one came together really quickly. So you get it. You get a commit in Jerome Bettis Jr. On Sunday. The next day, you get Dylan Faison committed. So, Notre Dame is winning their day. I feel like in years past, it was more like 50, 60 offers, which we thought was a ton at the time. And then, leading up today, we thought there was going to be like over 100. And I don't know for the reasons why those offers didn't take place. I don't know, but we were expecting over 100, but still 87 is a crazy amount of new scholarship offer. So yeah, that's Pot of Gold Day. Notre Dame will do it again next St. Patrick's Day with the 2027 class. So, and you'll see 2027 offers from now until then, but that's the day that they'll really kick things off. It's here from a sponsor for today's show, and it's My Perfect Franchise. So I have to ask you guys a few questions. Are you a displaced corporate executive wanting to put your career in your own hands? Are you an experienced entrepreneur wanting to diversify? If you're answering yes to any of these questions, you're going to talk to Andy Ludicky. He's going to be able to help you out. He's a huge college sports fan and franchise veteran, having owned multiple franchises and businesses. Using Andy's expertise, he's going to help you find your American dream through a very thorough consultation and evaluation process. And best of all, his services are 100% free to use. So what do you have to lose? Find your perfect franchise at myperfectfranchise.net. Give Andy a call. It's 404-973-9901, myperfectfranchise.net. Thank you very much to longtime sponsor of the Blue and Gold YouTube channel and blueandgold.com, My Perfect Franchise. Matt's just diving in and says, any commits this weekend? I mean, you know, that question, and being in this business for 11 years, people asking you for commits, like what do you want me to say? Like, what do you want me to say to that? Like, yes. And then the follow-up question is, well, who? And then I say, well, I can't tell you. Like, what do you want me to say to that? I can't tell you. And it's like, well, Mike, you're just a tease. Why say anything? I'm just answering a damn question. So there's no winning for me in answering that question. So I just don't answer the question. So there you go. We'll just pop up Michael's question here. He says, as of now, let's say Notre Dame can add Meadows to the current receiver commits. If Notre Dame can add a fifth talented receiver, finds Bright Boggs or someone else of that caliber, would you both favor doing so? Absolutely. There you go. See, that's an easy question to answer. I like that one. Nice and easy. Let's get into this weekend. Man, Kyle, I started working on like our visitor preview article, which it's going to dive into quarterback recruiting, receiver recruiting. When I say quarterback recruiting, well, for 25 and 26, you got Noah Grubbs on campus from the Orlando area. That's a huge visit. Deuce Knight's been there since Wednesday, or been in town since late Wednesday. Got some two big receiver targets, two huge corner targets, handful of those 2026 guys that Notre Dame offered. It's a huge recruiting weekend. What are kind of some of the key things for you going in this weekend?
I'm wondering if Notre Dame can kind of wrap this class up in 25. There's going to be some stragglers visiting later this spring and, you know, on those June official visits. But, like, good bulk of the remaining Notre Dame targets are coming into town this weekend with Derek Meadows, the wide receiver, Mark Zachary, the cornerback. And I know there's a couple of new guys visiting for the first time, whether it be Raiden Vines-Bright, the wide receiver, then Chuck McDonald, a cornerback from Modern Day, Gavin Nix, a linebacker from IMG that's really high on Notre Dame and Notre Dame loves. He's visiting for the second time. He's going to be a tough pull out of the South. I think some of the Florida schools are attracting him early on. Not so much early anymore, but at this point in the process. But, yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering, because if Notre Dame, if they say they can get Meadows and Zachary, that puts their commit list up to 19. And, you know, there's a couple other guys on there. And the reason I mentioned Meadows and Zachary, because those are two guys that both you and I – you, in the case of Meadows, me with Zachary, have filed predictions for. So I think we'd like Notre Dame to land those guys. I think Notre Dame would like to get both those recruitments wrapped up this weekend. And, you know, the other big thing is, you know, there's some key 2026 guys that could become cornerstones of Notre Dame's class that are going to be in town this weekend. And a big thing for them is make strong first impression, and hopefully that carries on to the next visit and the next visit, and eventually those guys end up committing to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Side note, Kyle, when we spoke about recruits we were going to talk with, put Vines Bright on my list. He's not getting here till Monday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird with those IMG guys, because some, like Gavin Nix, is coming on the 24th. And then, like, he's staying till the 25th. And then some people have reported Vines Bright's going to be early. But
he just texted me. I just texted him if he was leaving Saturday night or Sunday morning. He said, I don't get in until Monday. So, yeah. So, not technically visiting this weekend, but still a huge visit around the corner. And then also next on Monday, another receiver target in Brandon Finney from Maryland. I can pop him up real quick on the screen. I mean, so there's another four-star receiver. So that's Monday. So really the rest of the spring and then culminating with the spring game, just tons of prospects on campus. So Kyle, actually in our notes, I was like, what's your one big headline for the weekend? Was it just kind of what you talked about there, or is there another big storyline for you?
The other big one is if they can impress us, these IMG kids that are coming to town. I mentioned Vines Bray, who's a wide receiver that transferred from Corona del Sol in Arizona, Tempe area, to IMG this offseason. Gavin Nix, who's a linebacker, four-star guy. He's from Florida, but goes to IMG Academy as well. Then they have two defensive backs from the California area visiting this weekend, and Kazani Giles and Zach Fort. Both those guys are from IMG as well. So four IMG guys in there. I wrote a little bit about IMG Academy on Thursday at Blue and Gold about them being one of the most important programs that Notre Dame is rooting in the 26 cycle. Because, like, Notre Dame can start to build up some momentum with some IMG Academy guys. They can continue to impress these 25 guys and make strong first impressions on the 26 guys. You know, Notre Dame's in the top group for Nathaniel Owusu-Boateng, who goes to IMG, the brother of Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. So that's going to be the big development for me, is how much of a play and how much momentum can Notre Dame get going with that powerhouse down there in Florida.
Yeah. Kyle, knowing me, I'm sure you can figure out what mine is, right?
Quarterback related.
All I do is talk quarterbacks. I mean, it's got to be the two quarterbacks. You know, the IMG one, that's a really good shout. For me, it's twofold. You got Deuce Knight. Again, he got in late Wednesday. I did an interview on the On3 Recruits National YouTube channel. I would definitely recommend watching that. I thought there was a lot of good stuff talking to Josh Newberg of On3. And what I said was, like, in February, he went to that camp in Carrollton, Georgia. And for like a week or two after that, there was just story after story on Deuce Knight. You had Ole Miss reporters there, Notre Dame reporter there, and me. National reporters there. Everyone wanted to talk to Deuce Knight. Alabama reporters, obviously. And there's story after story about Deuce Knight and these other schools. I said on this show, I'm sure, that, like, it's going to calm down and we're not going to hear about this as much. Lo and behold, all month, it's not really any stories coming out. And my word to you guys was just, let's get to this visit in March and see how things go after that. I don't know if he's going to come out and say, well, I'm not visiting Alabama. Like, I'm not visiting any other schools. I don't know if he's going to say that. He doesn't really need to. I mean, he's not visiting schools. He's not locking up official visits or scheduling those dates. He doesn't have to say anything. But, you know, internally, for both sides, Notre Dame and Knight, is there a feeling come out of this visit that wraps up Saturday night of, yes, it's done, like, he's coming here? You know, that's definitely a storyline. And then Deuce coming back in June for an official is going to be huge. Meadows on campus, I mean, that's a huge target for him. Sean Terry's there today, I believe, Kyle, right? He's very close with Elijah Burris. That's one of his best buddies now. He's committed to Notre Dame, son of Plexico Burris. Jerome Bettis is there this weekend. They're tight. So you have three receiver commits. Derek Meadows is on campus this weekend. So there's just a lot. Like, the big thing for Deuce is the ownership that he has in this Notre Dame recruiting class. He's helped build it. I really believe that, you know, when Notre Dame's taking receiver commitments, I think that they're talking to Deuce about it. Like, hey, you know, what do you think about this kid? Like, there's an ownership that I think is going to help him stay solid, along with the other reasons, you know, of why he initially picked Notre Dame, you know, the life after football. But as he says, honestly, I'm committing to Notre Dame and playing for the Irish because I want to go to the NFL. So he believes that this coaching staff can help him get there. I think that their little graphic that they put up the other day of you're next with Ritter on one side and Jaden Daniels on the other side, like, I think that speaks to him. Like, yes, he loves Notre Dame. The academics is important to him, but he wants to play in the NFL. And recruits who say that that's not important are lying to you. They all want to go to the NFL. So it's a good job of the Notre Dame staff that he feels that he can do that there. He has been sold on that. And then, yeah, another huge one, Noah Grubbs, one of the top quarterbacks in the 2026 class, four-star, 6'3", 210 pounds, nation's number 114 overall player, number 10 quarterback per the On3 industry ranking. Michael says, is Deuce returning for the blue-gold game? I don't know if he said that. I am anticipating him returning for the blue-gold game, which will obviously be nice. But, yeah, Noah Grubbs from Lake Mary, Florida, had a monstrous sophomore season, puts up crazy numbers. So, I think, like, Debbie here said, do you think Grubbs could be like Deuce to commit before Hart has a chance? I was thinking about this today, Kyle, talking about Noah Grubbs here, who Notre Dame offered last summer after he camped for the Irish, returned for the Ohio State game. It's been a huge target for Notre Dame. In the 2023 class, Notre Dame had Dante Moore, right? That was a huge target for them. And then they had Jackson Arnold, right? And there was like a couple others on the 23 board for sure. But the feeling was around the Fiesta Bowl that Jackson Arnold wanted to commit to Notre Dame. And Notre Dame was like, we've got our eggs in the Dante Moore basket. They essentially, now the exact how it worked, just bear with me. We're just kind of speaking generally here. Notre Dame generally, essentially speaking, like turned away Jackson Arnold because they wanted Dante Moore. That didn't work out. And then they had to flip Kenny Minchie at the 11th hour and got really lucky there. You know, they were talking to a UCLA baseball commit, for crying out loud, to try to be their quarterback in the 23 class. They were kind of desperate there. They got pretty lucky that Kenny Minchie kind of just wanted to flip late in the cycle. So I think they really learned from that situation of turning someone down. What did we see with the Deuce Knight, Bear Bachmeyer? Hey, maybe they had a preference, maybe not, maybe, of Deuce versus Bear, but what was the situation? What were we reporting? First in. And it kind of squeezed both guys. Like, I think Deuce probably wanted to take more visits in the fall, but he had a decision to make. Do you want this now or Bear? Or Bear's going to take it. Would Notre Dame have preferred Deuce? Yeah, but.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You know, that Bear, they weren't going to turn Bear down and then have Deuce basically do a Dante Moore to them. A long way to answer that question of, do you think Grubbs could be like a Deuce and commit before, could be like Deuce and commit before Hart has a chance? It's possible, but I think that Notre Dame has said to both of those guys, you have the green light. Like, so they're doing the same thing that they did last cycle. Now, which do they prefer more between the two? I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. You guys will have to talk to Gino Gadula yourself. But I think I can tell you guys confidently that if they were to land either of them, that the coaching staff will do cartwheels. They'll be very excited with either Grubbs or Hart, who I've been reporting for the past couple weeks of Blue and Gold. It's trending that it's going to be one of those guys. Hart's got more spring visits lined up. So does Noah Grubbs. But does one of them feel the pressure of, this is my school that I'm loving, I don't want to lose this spot, remains to be seen. So I've said this many times, Notre Dame's one of those places when you visit, it just, you know, it can just hit different and you feel it and you're like, I want to be here. Can one of those two have that moment when they visit? So Grubbs this weekend, and then Brady Hart is early April. So his visit's just around the corner. So we'll see. We'll see. Very interesting. Kyle, I'll give you the floor after that whole discussion there.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention Troy Hoon, who is visiting from California next week, March 27th and 28th. And, you know, that's a guy that we kind of thought once Notre Dame offered, it could be an intriguing option. And to go with what you kind of said about, you know, giving the green light to these guys and wanting them to commit, I kind of disagree with that thought only because we are in March of these guys' sophomore years. What was different about the last two cycles, two out of three last cycles with 2025 and 2023, is the Deuce Knight Bear Bachmeier thing was happening around junior or during their junior season, which is ideally when, you know, a lot of those guys end up committing. And then in 2023, you know, once again, it was in the winter. So a little bit different there.
So the only thing that's different is the timing. I don't understand your point.
Well, so what I was going to say is I agree with a thought that someone put on the loose emoji message board earlier this week that I think Notre Dame should be in a rush to take one of these guys until the summer. So basically my point being is that I would let all these guys visit campus this spring. I wouldn't just – if I was Notre Dame, I wouldn't have – Grubbs come, let him commit, or say it's Hart, have him come, let him commit. Same thing with Troy Hoon. I want to have him come and commit. I would, if I'm Notre Dame, I want to get as many quarterback targets on campus as possible. We know they've been working like heck to try and get Ryder Lyons on campus from Folsom, California. That's another possible option at quarterback. Notre Dame does have some time with the 26 quarterback. And I know there's always going to be urgency to get a quarterback committed. But the other thing that's different about Notre Dame now than what in 2023 when it was Dante Moore, Jason Arnold, is I think they have a little bit more clout. I mean, they got Gino Gadulli, who, as you mentioned, developed Desmond Ridder into an NFL draft pick. And now they have Mike Denbrock, who was the best offensive coordinator in college football last year and produced the Heisman Trophy winner. So they don't really have to, you know, so to speak, squeeze a guy early in the 26th cycle because, you know, they could have their pick of the litter sort of thing. So that's why I'm not really concerned about the timing. I think they can let things play out going into football season. Ideally, the sooner the better you get one of these guys committed. But if I'm Notre Dame, I'm not going to be in a hurry to get one of these guys locked in.
All right, I like your thoughts. The pick of the litter thing, yeah, that's probably how they felt too with Dante Moore, Jackson Arnold, and Chris Vezina, and what happened. They landed none of them. So the clout thing sounds nice, like Notre Dame can have their pick of the litter until they don't, until they all these guys commit elsewhere, and then you're screwed. So Charles Power talks all the time about, as a rankings website, he doesn't have to make a decision. His final call until after the kid even signs on his evaluation. These colleges, especially at the quarterback position, they got to make it before junior year. So I don't think they're going to, you know, grab Grubbs and Hart by the neck and say, you got to do this now kind of thing. But they have the green light because they trust their evaluation. And now what's funny to me in looking at some of the rankings is that, like, Grubbs is lower at on three, super high at Rivals. Hart's a little lower on three, I think super high at Rivals. But like Troy Hunn, it's the opposite. Very high at on three, lower on Rivals. And I think there was a couple others that was very stark differences on the quarterback rankings.
Ryder Lyons is like a five-star, top five guy with Rivals. So it's like, it's incredible.
It's very different. And my point being that, like, it's all about your evaluation. This is a very subjective thing. That's one of the biggest questions I always see. Everything leads back to recruiting rankings. Is how could the rankings be this different? And the only conclusion that people come up with, oh, it's a Notre Dame bias, or, you know, some outlandish, you know, theory, when it's just, guys, it's subjective. Like, Gino Guiducci can love a quarterback recruit that even Mike Denbrock doesn't like, or vice versa. So, yeah, it's a really interesting discussion. But I think you, in an ideal world, you are correct. But, dude, that's, well, you know. You count your chickens before they hatch.
Here's the other thing that's different about, or was different, 2025 and 2026. That was different from 2023. Notre Dame was dealing with a completely different personality and behind the scenes thing with Dante Moore, as we came to find out. So I think that Notre Dame is identifying the right guys, the right fits for Notre Dame. I don't know how much activity is going to be going on. I mean, you cover these quarterbacks for us at Blue and Gold, so you're more connected to all those guys than me. But just talking to a lot of those guys, I think they're all, you know, in the recruitments for the right reasons and everything like that. And Dante Moore's recruitment just became crazy down the stretch.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter why you lose the recruitment. If you still lose it, you could have the salt of the earth, Chris Vezina, but he still didn't pick Notre Dame. He picked Clemson. So, yeah, the right reasons thing is – sure, but at the end of the day, he doesn't pick your school. He doesn't pick your school. And yeah, Vezina was literally, you know, very faith-based. That was huge to him. Didn't pick Notre Dame, though. And he was in it for the right reasons. Goes to Clemson. So, yeah, it's a good discussion. I like these. I like these when I think I'm right, Kyle thinks he's right. It's just a good, healthy discussion. It's good. That's good. But yeah, that's to bring it back to the original point of big storyline for the weekend, it's Noah Grubbs and 2026 quarterback recruiting. I'm totally with Devi here, who says Notre Dame can't go wrong with either of them, which is why I very much feel like if either of them want to come in, you take them. Notre Dame, they spent a lot of time on this evaluation. They've made their call that both guys have the green light, and we'll see where it goes from there. So yeah, very interesting stuff. So, yeah, some other visitors that I wanted to talk about, Kyle, that we haven't discussed yet, and I'm pulling up their profiles on the side. I'll go through some. You'll go through some. We're not going to break all of them down. Man, there, as I'm going through this, there really is a lot. Just quickly, a couple corners Kyle's touched on. Folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video, of course. Subscribe to the channel. Talking about the quarterbacks, Fighting Irish 86 is they both have five-star upsides. Yeah, this early in the cycle, it's – do I want to go through a rankings thing? There's not as many ranked prospects right now in the 2026 class, so – with that being said, the guys are ranked high, but then as the cycle develops, you have more players get ranked, and then that's when you see guys slide down. So there's 2026 quarterbacks out there who are going to end up being higher ranked than Hart and Grubbs. Just what it happens. When I say Hart, like a lot of these quarterbacks, they're going to slide down because we're going to learn about new 26s. So that was my first thought when I saw your five-star upside, but yeah, they're both freakishly talented. I love Brady Hart's tape, man. I'm very, very excited about him. And I did log a prediction, by the way. We didn't even mention that. I logged a prediction just this past Monday for Hart to land at Notre Dame. So what do I think is going to happen? I think that Grubbs is going to visit this weekend. I don't think he's going to commit. And I think Troy Hunn is kind of an X factor, I guess. But I don't think he's going to commit to Notre Dame. Why? Because I think it's going to end up being Brady Hart. I think he's going to visit in April. I don't know when he would commit, but I think he's going to end up taking that spot. We'll see. Cards on the table. My boss told me once, don't volunteer negative information, but I don't always listen. I predicted Dante Moore to Notre Dame. I would do it again, but I missed. CJ Carr's recruitment was, you know, everyone started logging predictions for him, basically when we all had a really good idea that that was going to happen. And then the Minshew one. Yeah, oh, that was 2023. 2025, I was wrong on quarterback recruiting. I would do it again. I have my reasons. I say that all the time. So we'll see if I'm right on 2026. I don't have the best track record on predicting Notre Dame quarterbacks. But we'll see. We'll see. I digress. Chuck McDonald from Notre Dame. Notre Dame is never, not never, has not been had much success at Notre Dame in recent years. Chuck McDonald, when he locks in that Notre Dame visit, was a surprise. Like, really? Oh, Notre Dame still, yeah, very much in the mix here. Okay, that's interesting. Four-star across the board, considered USC lean per the RPM. He's visiting this weekend. Someone who, Kyle, unless you feel differently, we don't have a strong feel on. Maybe we'll have a better idea coming out of this visit weekend.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Someone we do have a pretty strong feeling, Mark Zachary. From Indianapolis, Ben Davis, four-star, top 100 player, according to On3 24/7. Pretty big visit here. We feel like he's leaning towards Notre Dame. He's got some spring visits set up. He's got some summer officials set up. But I've thrown this out there with this visit. Like, what if this is it? Like, what if he takes this trip and he's like, yeah, this is where I want to be? Kind of one of those storylines for me this weekend. Like, can Notre Dame close on Zachary? Like, every time Zachary and Dallas Golden visit at this point, I'm like, are you going to commit? Like, so that's kind of where I'm at. What do you think about those two?
Yeah, I think Zachary is definitely the name to know as of now. But I want to make a point or highlight a point you made earlier that with, you know, first-time visitors, these guys come to Notre Dame, you know.
Never know.
Notre Dame, they do a great job. So Chuck McDonald is a Notre Dame kid. As we like to say, he comes from Notre Dame. Catholic private school out there in California, which, as our buddy Tim Hyde knows, and as you pointed out, has been a real thorn in the side of Notre Dame recruiting. They've offered tons of guys from over the years. None of them have signed with Notre Dame. The only guy that in recent memory that got from Notre Dame was a walk-on, and Joe Schmidt, I think was his name, that ended up becoming a scholarship player. So Notre Dame has tried very hard to get into Notre Dame. I think it's kind of telling that Notre Dame only offered two modern day recruits in the 26th cycle on Pot of Gold Day. So I think they're taking a more narrowed approach there as of now. Obviously, more guys will probably get offers later on in the process. But I'm really intrigued to see how this visit ends up playing out for Chuck Donald, because he'll be at Michigan coming up as well. I think he's kind of just doing tour spring visits. I think we'll have a better idea of where Notre Dame stands for him by the end of the spring, but this would definitely be a guy that I think Notre Dame, if you come down to it with the numbers, you got to find a way to take just for the sole fact that they need to get some momentum at a modern day.
Yeah, not a bad player either. And then, yeah, Zachary, we'll see. I mean, we've talked about Zachary a ton, so we will move on. Derek Meadows, RPM, says 98% to Notre Dame. Kind of bold, not sure that, you know, that's there's not a 98% chance he's going to Notre Dame. It's, you know, I'm not, you know, the algorithm there is pretty bullish. Yeah. Top 100 prospect here. Yeah, I talked about him in that On3 Recruits YouTube page. Please go check that video out. But yeah, this is another big visit for him. So I'm going to camp to June. Was there for the Pitt game. He's got this visit. He'll be back in this official. Like, when you're going from Vegas to South Bend and you have that official visit like you don't have to pay for it. That's not that far. It'll be here before you know it. But he still was like, I want to go out for March on my own dime. Follow the visits. I think that this is a pretty big visit here. I think this is a big deal. You know, Bama, Georgia, Michigan, some of those other schools. Say again.
Tennessee's one to watch with him. I think his wide receivers coach at Gorman played there.
Okay. Yep. That's right. He's been talking about Tennessee. I remember talking to him before he even got the offer. He wanted to take a visit there. So we'll see. I still think this one ends up being Notre Dame. Not all kids care about like which school was on me the earliest kind of thing. But I think for Meadows, the fact that Notre Dame was a June offer and was his favorite school back then. And yeah, things blew up in January, but I still think he loves Notre Dame the most. But what do you think about this one?
You want to know how I know or why I think Notre Dame is really wants to get this one wrapped up? Look at the guys that they added late visitor list for this weekend. They're bringing Jerome Bettis, new wide receiver commit. They're getting Elijah Bruce back to campus, wide receiver commit. Deuce Knight, he's staying the weekend after being there since Wednesday night. And I know Sean Terry's on campus today. I don't know if him and Meadows will cross paths. But either way, they got that whole position group for the most part there with them. And it was pretty telling when Deuce Knight posted that graphic on social media a couple days ago with Derek Meadows, and it was a puzzle piece, and it was titled The Missing Piece. So I think they're trying to get Derek Meadows around all those guys, build that camaraderie up. You know, him and Deuce already have a strong relationship, but I think that's Notre Dame's play this weekend is, you know, he's already been to campus twice. This is probably going to be the most extensive of those three visits. And, you know, I think we both feel that Notre Dame is, you know, the leader in this recruitment going into it. They really need to cement themselves this weekend, considering Meadows is still thinking about some SEC visits before his June official.
Okay. Yep. Good deal. And then, Kyle, we're going to kind of go rapid fire, and we're just going to go to you on all four of these guys because they are all Ohio or Illinois players. So we're going to start real quick. So Notre Dame for Pot of Gold, they'll offer from the number one player in the country, which they didn't end up offering, and I had a story ready to go on, and they just wrote that for no reason. Thought they were going to, but they'll offer that they'll offer the five star, and then they'll offer the no star, no offer. Your Jordan Faison, excuse me, Dylan Faison. Damn it, I gotta stop doing that. I called him Jordan on the show at least once. My nephews are named Jake and Jackson. Do you know how often I mess up? It's Jake Jackson, Jackson Jake. I don't know what is wrong with me. I just can't say the right name. Okay. But yeah, they'll offer the five star, or they'll be the first school to offer, like Dylan Faison or the safety in Texas. So Jamarcus Weiss, it's not first offer, but I think it's like the first big offer. I mean, So he's visiting this weekend. Do you have some initial thoughts on him?
A lot of these 26 guys, I'm just getting to know their recruitments, but my early thought here are Trotwood Madison guy, that's Dayton area. Well, Marcus Freeman's from the Dayton area. So right away that puts Notre Dame in the mix. And I wrote about this at Blue and Gold when we did our positional offer breakdowns from Pot of Gold Day. Ohio State, as is the case with any Ohio recruit, will probably be one to watch when they jump in.
Okay. So again, we're the full list of visitors this week that we've confirmed in Blue and Gold, you can find that. It's pinned on the Loose Emoji message board. It's right there. And our offer for you guys is $1 for 2 months when you use the promo code UND1. So please check that out. If you're a new subscriber, $1 for 2 months. So great time to subscribe. So we're just going to go over a few more. And these are guys in the 2026 class. Gabriel Hill, one that I logged a prediction for Notre Dame land. I think that this one's going to end up trending towards the Irish. He was just on campus for the first spring practice, right? Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Mikhail Blade, the other Chicago area recruit.
All right, so this is Hill's first visit then. Yeah, you're right. We're going to talk about Blade in a second. I logged a prediction. I'm with you. It's early. We're just kind of learning about these kids, but my sources on the Notre Dame side of things were talking to me about Hill. It's led me to put in this prediction. So early in his recruitment, obviously he's a 26, but yeah, I logged this prediction.
Yeah, not much else for me to add there. I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of these Chicago recruits when I hit the road this spring, and I'm going to talk to Gabriel Hill after his visit this weekend. I'll get to know him a little bit more this spring. Yeah, sounds like a guy that, from what you're hearing, could very well end up in Notre Dame's class.
Sneaky, huge visit from Notre Dame this weekend. Just the number 9 overall player in the 2026 class, Albert Hill. From Archbishop Hoban, so an Akron area kid. Notre Dame offered him. He was not a pot of gold guy. Notre Dame had offered him several months ago. I didn't think that Notre Dame was really going to be able to be in the mix here. It's considered an Ohio State lean, but, man, really interesting visit here. What are your thoughts on this one?
This is a tough one for Notre Dame because – I'm kind of with you. Like, I was a little worried when Hill did not schedule a Notre Dame game day visit. That seems like a pretty easy way to kind of show that you're continually interested in Notre Dame. That didn't happen despite him camping and getting an offer. But kind of contrary to my point, him going to Notre Dame, participating in camp without an offer, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, yeah. If he's not interested in Notre Dame, he's not going to do that. So I've been talking with Albert Hill a little bit. He's telling me that his recruitment's pretty wide open. Just like any other Ohio kid, I think Ohio State's going to be tough to beat. Another kind of like sidebar of this recruitment is that for whatever reason, Archbishop Hoban just – they haven't been your normal Ohio State pipeline. It's just starting to pick back up over the – I think last year and a couple years. But I know in the past there's been some guys from that school – to go elsewhere. And kind of another sidebar of this recruitment is Notre Dame did not choose to offer 2025 linebacker from there. I think his name was Eli Lee. He ended up committing to Ohio State. So going to be a really interesting recruitment to follow moving forward with Albert Hill.
Yeah, so Mikhail Blade, defensive lineman from Illinois, visited for the first spring practice. He's back, so two visits in a month. I believe you talked to him after his first visit, Kyle.
Yeah, and I straight up asked him. I was like, dude, I want to make sure I'm just doing my check and balances. Like, you're not coming to commit, right? He said, no, I just want to see Notre Dame suit up in pads. And right away, when I was talking to this guy and thinking about his recruitment, remind me a lot of Christopher Burgess and the fact both these guys, Southside Chicago recruits, Burgess visited Notre Dame a lot before he ended up committing to Notre Dame. And before every one of those visits, I would text Chris. I'd be like, are you going to commit? Like, do I need to know something here? He's like, no, I'm not. He ended up committing in January after all. So I have a feeling Mikhail Blade's recruitment is going to kind of be a similar way where he's, you know, just Notre Dame being, I think it's a really quick drive from where he is on the south side of Chicago. He's going to get up to campus a bunch. And, you know, other Midwest powers are going to get involved as well. But I think that similar to Burgess, you know, when the time comes, I think Notre Dame's going to have a good chance as any for his commitment.
Good deal. Well, that's going to wrap up today's show. Some really good stuff. Diving into Notre Dame quarterback recruiting, visit weekend, pot of gold, some good information as well as debate. That's kind of what we like here on this show. So if you have not done so yet, hit that thumbs up on this video. Subscribe to our channel, of course, for more content. blueandgold.com is your home for all things Notre Dame Fighting Irish and football and recruiting coverage. $1 for 2 months. If you're not subscribed, you're going to want to check this out. And that's the information. It's $1. It's 2 months. Read the fine print and everything. But that's the gist. When you use that promo code UND1. Really appreciate you guys watching. K-Mac, thank you for hanging out with us. We're going to end today's show there. Thank you very much. And as always, we will catch you next time.